teaches the total depravity of man. Man is a sinner from birth, from the womb to the tomb. Man is a sinner, and he's unable to do anything to save himself. I offer you my Bible, friend. Where does it tell me as a man of God that I should be celebrating Christmas? It is turned into a pagan festival. You forgot about the Lord Jesus, friend, and you're going to remember about him someday. Listen to the two men at the cross. They blasphemed his holy name. There they are, murderers. Crucified, one on the left, one on the right. Murderers. Who would help them now? Could to help themselves see them stretched out on the rack? There's never been a more cruel death than crucifixion. That's not a nice big crucifix you turn around your neck. No, no. The Savior wasn't crucified on a gold cross. The Savior wasn't butchered and put to death on a silver cross or a plastic one or any other kind of worldly one. It was an old rugged wooden bit of cross, bit of wood. What agony it causes him. See his hands. We don't ask men to look at a crucifix. You look at Jesus by faith alone. You see the one bleeding and dying at the cross. You see his blessed one, Savior, sinless, perfect. What? Why is he there if you can get to heaven by your own way? Why is he hanging in agony? He could have done away with that. Could have said, oh, just in the easier way, that people get to heaven whatever way they like. The Lord Jesus said, no, there is no way into heaven but by me. There's only one way into heaven. I am the door. By me, if any man go in, he shall come in and get food for his soul. There's no other way. The toughest men in the world today is God's own children. I didn't come to make you spineless and weak. I came that you might have authority. Speak with authority. Speak my word, nothing more or nothing less. Don't claim my word. Don't be watering it down. Don't be giving in to the religious men of the day. Don't be bothered about worldliness. Don't be bothered about this and that and the other. Sin abounds, but grace does superabound. All things be unto God. I'm looking forward to getting paradise. Are you sure that you're going to paradise? What about men if you die tonight? Where would you go? Heaven or hell? Oh, friends, don't give a sin. I don't know. I hope to get there. Oh, friends, I hope a whole lot of things. But it doesn't get better. You need to be sure. I am persuaded, says the apostle, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I've delivered it. My soul is a deposit for getting into the pint of heaven. Oh, the great keeper of paradise is going to welcome me in someday. Today, you shall be with me in paradise. I'm looking forward to it, you. He says to him, today. He didn't say whenever you die, you might have a chance. Wait the next week or next month or next year or next Christmas. Today. Oh, friends, thanks be unto God if I had to die now. Straight into heaven.